State Representative Angelica Rubio, thank you for joining us. I want to start off the conversation getting an update on the bill you've been working on for some time, House Bill 111. Now, this addresses housing in New Mexico and issues pertaining to it. Can you give us an update on what is the status with this bill you've been working on?
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it. So in the spring of 2020, when the public health order was issued by the governor, Representative Romero, Andrea Romero, and I started working on legislation to address housing. We felt that not only did we have to deal with some immediate needs because of the pandemic, but there was also some long-lasting issues that we needed to deal with when it came to the issue. And so we introduced legislation over the course of the last couple special sessions, in addition to earlier this year in House Bill 111. It went through seven different variations in committee, and it finally made it out with the support of folks like the Landlord Association and others. And so that bill unfortunately died in Senate Judiciary. It never got a hearing, but we have received confirmation from the governor's office that in the January session, which is only budget related and she gets to determine the agenda, she will, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will include House Bill 111, the latest version in that call.
Okay, now you mentioned the latest version. Can you give us an update on what are some of the changes, what's been adapted with this legislation?
So when we introduced the legislation earlier this year in session, we were only limited to a certain amount of bills because of the pandemic, and most of our work was going to be done through Zoom. So we kind of just made it into this really big bill. But the thing that ended up coming out in the end was timelines. Right now, it's really hard for landlords and renters to mitigate any problems that might arise. And so what we're hoping for in this latest version of the bill is it extends times for that mitigation. So we go from having, for example, rather than having just 3 days to mitigate, it goes all the way up to 21 days. And so those are some of the examples of where we're seeing some of the changes, is mostly in terms of timelines to make sure that there's enough time for landlords and renters to figure things out before an eviction happens.
This legislation stalled last year during a 60-day session. So what are your hopes that this can actually make it to a vote this year?
I'm pretty confident. I mean, last year it had seven different variations, and so it was heard in House Judiciary seven times because that's how much we were able to work on it. And so that was really what led to the delay. However, I will say that we got it out of the House floor pretty quickly, with enough time for the Senate to hear it. Unfortunately, like 200 other bills that were heard in the Senate, in Senate Judiciary, or not heard in Senate Judiciary, our bill just kind of fell in that same situation. I'm hoping that that will not be the case this year, that we can get it through pretty quickly. I know that I've talked to Senator Kerry Hamlin in the Senate side, who has agreed to carry the legislation. And so I believe that with her leadership in the Senate, we can do what needs to be done to make sure that it's signed into law before the session is over.
Okay, you've been a staunch advocate for renters in New Mexico during the pandemic and even before that, due to housing challenges and other issues that surround that. But what about landlords? There has to be a number of landlords who are very concerned about this issue. What are some things in your bill that you think landlords will be happy with?
I mean, I honestly think that the bill has always centered on both, not just the renter, but in the landlord experience. I think that what this bill does in terms of the timelines, and it's what we came into agreement with the Landlord Association, is that renters aren't the only ones that are looking to figure out ways to mitigate. Landlords are also working to mitigate with renters. The time frame is just not sufficient, and we believe that House Bill 111 and its latest version addresses the concerns that that not only renters have, but landlords have as well.
Angelico Rubio is a state representative for District 35 in New Mexico. Representative Rubio, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
No, thank you, Anthony.